We're just bullshitting.
Just let it rip.
Wait, what do you mean it's not official Stoop Fucking, Talk?
Just play it.
Dude, I went to a Catholic school. All right, that's not bad. Look up kidney failure.
Alcoholics Anonymous.
And yeah, and then I proceed to kill myself.
Sober October ended early. Control Alt deleted about 7 beers. And lost championship game 8-5.
Hey, we haven't pulled up the last game. Because the last game, there was two collisions with Joe.
All right, let's move on to the bet slip here because I got some thoughts.
All right, well, we all.
That's going to be a time.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a great time.
The house looks so nasty.
There's some nice courses around there,
I'm about to text in that group, say I call one of the bunk beds.
Call dibs on it.
I call Sharon a bed.
Dibs with the boys. But that's so fun, though. That was the best part about yours, was having us eight.
Yeah, there are eight people in a room.
Besides Sean and Chad answering their phone at fucking 6 a.m.
Yeah.
But.
No, yeah, that was great. It's going to be a good time.
The next thing is to figure out golf courses. That's going to be even more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't even ask me. Yeah, that's good.
You don't know.
I'll just look at the price. I'll be like, well, this one kind of sucks.
It's like $18 for 18 in a cart.
Joe's in. It's like that one. I don't know if you see it. I seen this one video of these guys, and literally, like, the green was, like, rough. It was just, like, fairway, rough,
worse than Thornhill at its worst?
Yes. Like, literally, you couldn't tell the difference between the fairway, the green, and the rough. It was all just one layer.
Yeah.
That's Joe's course.
Perfect. Let it sit.
Welcome to Stoop Talk. No guests today. Everybody bailed on us. Nick was going to be on, but he's got an Uber, apparently.
Wait, what?
He's not Ubering, but he's picking people up from the Morgan Wallen concert. Oh,
being Uber.
Yeah.
Being the Uber.
Yes.
Look at that. Good for him. Good for him.
Which is shocking because it went from, yeah, I'm probably going to Morgan Wallen to, I got to pick people up from Morgan Wallen. Like, oh, shit. That sucks. That's a quick,
yeah.
I'll just listen to him on Spotify.
That's
okay.
Unfortunate.
Dude, I keep seeing people's story, and like my dad. Over. I think my dad sent me a video. I'm like, dude, I don't want to watch because I'm going tomorrow.
Tyre sent a couple in the Smoking Joes.
Yeah, and it's just like the best part to me is the opening. It's like literally my favorite part of an entire concert,
mm-hmm.
And I don't want that ruined. You know what I mean?
No, I don't want any.
And like, you know that's what everybody records.
Mm-hmm.
It's like. No, like, I want to guess on, like, the song he's coming out to. I want to, like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's why I'm not a fan. Like, I know Haley looked up, like, the set list. And Yeah, she's been listening
see,
to the
that's
set
not
list
fun.
And seeing, like, I want to just, like, completely surprise what
he's
playing.
Yeah, come on.
And all that, so.
Yeah, no, that takes the fun away.
Yeah. But, I mean, at least you know the song, I guess, can know the songs more, but I like the surprise.
Dude, I'm excited to see Hardy again.
Yeah, I know. I'm stoked for him. I keep forgetting that he's going to be there.
He's come out with a whole new album since you saw him last, too.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it's so good.
It's like rock out or...
oh, yeah. It's so good.
Alternative rock or whatever.
Yeah.
No, he's going to be real good.
Joey, do you want a beer?
Sure.
All right.
I would offer, but I only have one other one.
Here, you'll like this one. My one buddy Antonio, kid's freaking hilarious. Just a zoomed-in picture of Morgan.
Yeah.
And it just says, his cock, my mouth.
Is he in the pit?
Yeah.
Woo!
Dang. I seen some of those tickets were going for like $2,800 a pop.
Really?
Yeah, in the pit.
Dude, on Game Time, I saw they were only going for like $520 yesterday.
In the pit?
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit.
Game Time. That's with...
with the fees and everything?
Yeah.
Dang.
I don't know why the hell you would want it that, though, because like... you could get like first row with a seat for the same price.
It's right.
Like, dude, I'd.
Just to be closer, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not trying to. I mean, we did that when we went to Hardy. So, like, where Hardy was in Grand Rapids in February, it was standing only, mm-hmm. except for like VIP, which is like up top. There was like three or four rows of seats. That was it. So it was pretty much all standing. And, dude, it's just like. It's like you're in a bar that's busy as fuck. Like, you hate being there.
Yeah.
And you feel like you can't move.
You're
and you
surrounded.
And when you leave, you just create enemies out of everybody.
Yeah.
Because now you got to get back, and everyone thinks you've never been, you haven't been there yet.
Right. Because I was going to say, isn't it like Faster Horses almost?
Yeah,
like
that's how it was.
You move, you pretty much lose your spot.
And then yeah, if you're not assertive.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that I just would rather not do that.
No, that just sounds like
a mess. If I wanted pit tickets, I'd be like, no, I'll sit fifth row, like, you know. Yeah. But I've never been to a concert at Ford Field.
Really? I've only been to one. I've been to a Kenny Chesney one. It's not bad, actually. It's pretty cool.
Have you been to
a ton of people in there?
Kenny Chesney, yeah.
Ford Field?
Yep.
Which one did you go to?
Same one as you. Remember we were at the same tailgate?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yep.
He's piss hammered.
Yep. Wearing my lime shirt, my salmon pants.
Who was that? That was Thomas Rhett and Old Dominion.
Yep.
That was a good concert.
It was good.
It's a pretty good atmosphere, honestly.
Like, wasn't that the one that got canceled?
No, that was the Florida Georgia Line in Old Dominion, I think.
Yep. And Kenny Chesney, yeah.
Kenny Chesney.
Oh.
Yeah, because I skipped that.
I guess I didn't realize FGL was supposed to open for Kenny Chesney.
I skipped that to go to your bachelor party, and I still hear about it to this day.
That's right.
About how Meg, went to, she goes, yep, listen to Dan Shea, got to hear a wedding song, you know, without you.
Yeah, but Florida Georgia Line wasn't
there. They were supposed to, but they weren't.
Yeah, they switched it, yeah.
Because they had their thing going.
Listen to our wedding song without you.
Yep, that was great.
Well,
so I'm at Tootsie's. Did you hear how many times Tootsie's got referenced in the NFL?
Yeah,
the NHL
Steve Eiserman did.
Yeah, I heard that too.
It was funny.
I was like, no way.
Because I guess
people are just shouting.
What was
out.
There? I guess there was a storm, or flights were all delayed, or something.
Yeah.
And yeah. Steve Eiserman was getting interviewed or whatever, and the lady was asking him about it. He was like, "Yeah, well, I don't know. Either I switch my flight, or I just park it here in Nashville for a couple days and operate out of Tootsie's." It's like, I feel like it was just littered with NHL folks
all
in Tootsie's,
over the
place. Executives.
Yeah, oh, they probably rented that whole thing out and just straight, yeah, executives and upper management and any of the players that were there.
Yep.
Do you see the one podcast or whatever? They were interviewing random people on the street, and they interviewed the GM of the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
And they didn't even know. Joe, did you see that one?
No.
It was actually hilarious. They were asking a bunch of questions to the actual GM of the Blackhawks. Like, did you think the draft lottery was rigged? And
he had no idea it was the freaking GM of the Blackhawks. He was just in normal street clothes. His hat was on backwards. He was like, hey, we're doing an interview or whatever. He's like, oh, okay. He's like, all right, what's your name? Where are you from? He's like, I'm Kyle. I'm from Chicago. It's the GM. They have the first overall pick, and they're going through questions.
I wouldn't know.
No, he looks like a normal dude.
But that's what
he's younger.
Even
too.
If Steve Eiserman walked by me in Detroit, I would just think he's another guy that kind of looks
would
like
you,
him.
What really, Steve Eiserman?
See, I would notice Steve Eiserman.
Yeah, I would definitely notice Steve Eiserman. But I'm with you. I know what you're
saying.
But
I'm not as into hockey as you guys are either.
That's
either
true.
Though.
But I think it was a hockey podcast. Like,
yeah, okay, yeah, that makes more sense. But if I was just walking, I mean, I see 17 people that look like Dan every day. You know. So,
well, he's just an average ass looking guy.
I'm just
saying. Everybody's gonna look like Dan.
There's a lot of Dans walking around.
Yeah,
I love the because I think he played on the Blackhawks when they won the cups, and I loved when he asked.
Did he?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did the 13 or whatever. But he asked him, oh, do you know a bunch of NHL players? He's like, yeah, I know a couple, not a whole bunch. And then he started ripping off random players from that team. And the guy was like, oh, I'm surprised you know about Roosevelt and stuff like that.
And he was like, oh, yeah, big Hawks fan.
Yeah. I thought that was so funny.
I thought it was great at the end when he was like, so do you think the NHL rigged the first overall pick for the Blackhawks? And he was like, I don't know. He's like, they might have. And just glared at the camera. It's so funny. It's like, fuck off.
That would have been funny if I was a GM. I would have probably said the same thing though.
He went with it so good.
If they rigged it, they rigged it well.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was great. Oh, I'm jacked for tomorrow.
All right, I got a story. We're gonna go back. This is gonna be the third stoop talk in a row. We're going to stool talk.
Oh god.
All right, so we made some salmon. Must have sat in the fridge too long or something like that, so had the shits, right?
Great.
So I'm sitting in the bathroom just hanging on to life, all right? Meg says she wasn't feeling very well, whatever, laid on the couch all day. So usually when she's going to bed, she'll open the bathroom door so the dog can come in there and lay down.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting there shitting. It's all dark from where I can see, so I was like, all right, she's going to bed, whatever. And dog comes in. All of a sudden, dog walks out, and like our air conditioner's on, so our door moves a little bit.
Yeah.
And so we just got this grandfather clock, all right? And I was like, Meg's mom's like, what do you think about it? I'm like, I don't know, ghost-like. There's a ghost in here for sure.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there.
You
like,
just brought a demon in here.
The guest bathroom, right? I'm sitting there, and I see the door moving a little bit. I was like, all right, yeah, whatever. That's from the air conditioner. And then it moves again, but then it pulls slightly, like someone was pulling it. And I thought Meg was in bed at this point.
Oh,
I'm
shit.
I'm sitting there, and I'm like, ooh.
Uh-oh.
And she wasn't laughing at all either. And then
as a little more shit comes out of your
yeah,
ass.
And then it opened up. It opened all the way up again, hit the little stopper, and then went again, stopped, like dead stop. And I'm like, Meg? Meg, no answer. Door all of a sudden pulls. I get up mid-shit, and I sprint to it, dong out, pants down, and Meg's cracking up. She goes, what do you think it was? I was like, I thought it was a ghost clock, goddammit.
Oh, she was fucking with it?
Yeah, she was fucking with it. Because as I was getting up, it just slammed shut. I was like, oh, shit.
I can just imagine you staring at the door the entire time.
I was sitting there on Instagram, and I saw it move, and I stopped. And so I was just watching it. I was like dead staring at it the whole time.
And you're like, did I just see that?
Yeah. And I was like watching it. And she could probably see me through like the crack in the door between the wall
yeah.
and the hinges, just watching me look at it. And I'm just like, Meg. And then I got up straight up and she's cracking up. I was like, that's not funny at all. And I was panicked.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
And then
that would freak me out.
Wearing a blue suit to a wedding tomorrow. So I had to go to Kohl's. I thought I was going to shit myself in Kohl's. I'm waiting in like a 20-person line. Had to go to Meijer after. Went to Meijer. Stood in like the shitty Meijer bathroom. Like, whew, I can hold it because those stalls were just tore up.
Oh, God, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wait, where were you?
I walked into Meijer.
Dude. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Those are probably trashed. You know yep. where, dude, you know where also is just someone's, it always reeks. Freaking Target.
Oh, yeah. As any of those Walmart, Target.
It's just like. There's always 24-hour or every hour they're open. There's got to be two guys in there at all times taking a dump.
It sounds like the Rocket Mortgage bathroom.
Yeah,
we call it going to war.
Do you have like? Do you get like private bathrooms for working, or do you just have to use the porta johns? Or is there private? Oh, I'm at the golf outing.
At the golf outing. At the golf outing, we have our own.
That's where I thought you were
bathrooms.
Talking about.
No,
at first.
I'm talking at work.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that.
No, we have like nice air-conditioned bathrooms, but there are porta-johns out there.
Mm.
Nice.
So, but yeah, there's always someone in the bathroom at work just letting it rip.
God. I hate shitting at work, but...
I'm getting used to it.
I have to do it every day, but...
Yeah.
There's a toilet at work that like... You know how like they have like the auto-flush when you get up? It like, I don't know, senses you're not there and flushes? There's one on our floor, so I always try to go up one. But there's the small one that's not handicapped. We have nobody handicapped on our floor. We have nobody in a wheelchair. But I still always worry I'm going to see like two wheels come flying by and like try to jiggle the door. I never use it.
Jiggling the door.
Yeah, so I never use it. But the other one that we have, it just like every like 2 minutes, it just like flushes. So you're sitting there still trying to
get a
business.
Nice cool breeze up your bum.
Yep. Like 4 or 5 times.
Probably wouldn't be bad.
I mean, it's. I just think of other people's poop.
I'd rather have that than a damn bidet I have in my damn bathroom.
I don't know, man. I might have to get one because that salmon's just not right. I had to shower after.
I don't like it.
Oh, God.
We already talked about it, but I don't like it.
I had to shower after. It was great.
Same thing. Oh, my God, dude. Kaylee told me this story when he was here. Or Kaylee's dad told me the story when he was here for. What the heck? Oh, the baby shower. And I don't know what he made a comment about the bidet in there where there was grilling me and all this. And when I mentioned to you earlier when I said, oh, just come over to use the pool jet, is like, dude, he told me a story. We were talking about gym memberships or something. He was like, I guess he was talking to this dude at his work. He's just extremely unhealthy and fat and whatever. And
yep.
And they were talking. He was talking about like they were asking him like how the hell he cleans his ass and like how he wipes and all this stuff. He's like, oh, well, just every couple days I'll just go to LA Fitness and just get and sit in the hot tub. And just he points his ass at the damn hot tub jet. Oh. And I'm like, bro, That is something else.
Smart.
Unbelievable. That is disgusting, dude. That's innovation.
That's innovation at its finest right there. I'll give them.
I was like, no way somebody actually does that. That's insane.
I wouldn't be surprised by that.
Oh, no, I believe
him. Not one bit.
I believe him. I just am in disbelief that somebody actually does that.
Nice dead air.
Oh, man. Sorry.
I need a beer.
All right, go do that. I was going to say, Rock and Mortgage Classics this weekend. It's about to be a good time. About to get a
so
nice.
So you worked what, Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Was that the pro-am?
That was the practice. They had practice, and then when I left, they were doing the, like a celebrity scramble.
Oh, okay.
So it was like.
Was that Tuesday also? Like
night? Yeah, that was at 5. That was like Dylan Larkin, Tom Izzo, Calvin Johnson, Barry Sanders, The Miz.
Who?
From WWE.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he's from Michigan, I think.
Oh, okay.
And then it was like them with some like pro golfers. But I left at that time to go to our baseball game we got smoked at. But yeah, I'll be there 7 to 7
Saturday and Sunday. Dude, that'd be cool working the championship like the final day.
Yeah.
I just realized I'm drinking tonight. And I'm going to be drinking every day from now until...
All day, every day.
Yeah. Until Monday.
But that's normal for you.
No, not anymore. It's going to be tough.
You can tell your doctor that average is back up to 40 a week.
Tell you what, by Saturday morning, man, got to get up and leave for the lake.
No, it's going
to
be...
I'm going to have a coming to Jesus for that
gonna be,
hour and 45-minute drive.
It's
going
to be Sunday when we got to wake up. At the ass crack of dawn to go golfing.
Yup.
That's when it's going to be
got
tough.
A nice 9 a.m. tee time. Oh, Sean, I told Sean's got a tee time.
At oh, does he?
8:50.
Oh, okay.
It's him, his dad, and David.
Oh, shit. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. We can just roll a 7.
Yeah.
I do want to golf at some point before Cal's bachelor party, but.
Probably would be a good idea because we're probably going to be doing like a script. We'll do like
probably
a scramble
do a, I
one day.
Like a scramble and then like maybe like a best ball tournament or something like that.
Yeah.
Like teams of two.
And then, But I want to walk it.
Oh, ooh.
Why?
You might have lost me
what
there.
What makes you want to do that?
I don't know. It's what I always used to do.
It's not,
dude, I feel
it's
like
not
my
a good time.
I feel like my shoulder would be dead by whole four.
You need a cart. You need one of those pull carts.
Yeah.
You can't.
Well, even with that, I just like knowing that I can get like a few miles in.
That wouldn't be as bad.
Hey. I would absolutely have to have one of them pull things.
Yeah, that's
you
fine.
Should, you know what you should pick up is some disc golf. That's a lot of walking, and it's easier. And
yeah, Tony does that.
That's fun, too.
We used to do that a ton.
Mm-hmm. Like I still have all my discs.
Me too. But we used to go like every weekend, every other weekend that one summer. I was
yeah.
all the time.
Yeah. I feel like that's something where like once you get the hang of it, it sticks with you.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I could still go out there and rip one.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even my first time out there. It's like it's not that hard. I mean, it's not easy.
I can't throw the frisbee.
Forehand?
Neither
forehand.
Can I.
That's all I can do.
You can't do the easy...
No, it doesn't go anywhere.
Well, yeah, it doesn't go anywhere, but...
Well, you got it. I mean, some holes are like 600 yards.
I understand that. I just never known how to throw like that.
Well, I know, but...
And I've never had a need to learn, I guess.
I know, but you're saying I can't do backhanded, and I'm telling you it can't go anywhere, but I'm saying when there are things 600 yards, I'm not just going to settle for a 30-yard duff. That's why I go forehand every time, because I can actually get it somewhere.
I'll figure it out.
I'm not saying you have to learn how to do.
No, I do. I do. I got to be competitive.
You don't really have to.
I got
to
be competitive in the disc golf.
Have you ever went disc golfing before?
Never.
Okay, well.
It's pretty fun.
It's not bad.
You're pretty ass your first couple times, though. Like, I was booty cheeks.
That's
the first
right.
couple times.
It's fun, though. A lot of exercise.
I've golfed once
way easier than regular golf,
it's,
though.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I've golfed once a year for at least 16 years, so still not good at that.
Well, I was talking to Jenna today. I was like, I've probably been golfing since I was like 16. So that's 13 years I've been golfing. And, man.
Brutal.
Still. I mean, my average at Thornhill is like 42 still. So, I mean, that's for golfing for 13 years, it's that's not.
Well, I wouldn't consider like till like probably 23 or 24. Because it was like even when we were 16,
oh,
we went
yeah.
like maybe once a summer.
Yeah.
Maybe twice.
Yeah.
Until pretty much after college, that's when we
But like, yeah, yeah. Since I've been like seriously golfing, it was like, yeah, probably one when I went to like the year before I came to Central. So mm-hmm. yeah, when I was like 20, 21.
Yeah. I feel like I'm starting to finally get my like hockey and baseball swing out of the golf swing.
About time I've been out of baseball for 11 years now.
I know. It's still the hips. The hips just go.
Yeah.
Just so used to it. It's natural.
Joe, yeah, we need to go golfing. Didn't you say you have a coupon somewhere? Or something like that? Or am I thinking of something else? Oh, Top Golf.
Yeah.
Or X Golf.
Yeah, X Golf.
I mean, that wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, gift card to X Golf?
Yeah, we got it from
the parents. Yeah, dude. $50.
Oh, dang. He'll get you like 20 minutes.
He texted us.
He'll get you like 20 minutes.
20 minutes at a bay.
No, it won't. Dude, it's actually very cheap there.
Really? I feel like, what, like 60?
You've golfed there before?
60 an hour?
No.
Oh.
No, dude. It's way cheaper than that. I don't even know.
They probably make more money on the booze.
Yeah.
Yeah, the drinks and the food.
No, if you buy an hour and you got like three guys, I mean, it's, and you get like a bucket of beer or two, you're walking out, you pay like $30 a guy maybe.
For an hour?
25, yeah.
That's like $60 an hour. Say you have three guys, that's what I'm saying, that's like $60, it's $20.
It just seems a lot more expensive.
It seems like a lot when you say that. Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's good for like an hour.
I guess it would kind of come out to that.
Yeah, which will take. I mean, that's
Monday to Friday is 40. From open to 4, normal time is like 50, and on the weekends it's 60 an hour.
Hmm. All right. And so yeah, you're ballparking.
It says up to 4 people per bay per simulator. So 60 divided by whatever. Yeah.
That's what we'll do.
Yeah, just do an hour. And
yeah.
Nice and air conditioned. Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Close to home.
Yep. Yep. You don't gotta go find your ball.
Still might.
Scream. Yeah. Never know. I ripped one at the ceiling one time. I got way under it and just
I feel like you did that a couple times at the wedding.
Across the street at Brianna's wedding?
I feel like that happened a couple times.
Yeah, because it honestly, the way they have that light shining down on the ball, it takes me a few strokes to find it. Because I don't know. Something with my eyes and with the light on it, dude. My depth perception's way off.
Well, when we went to the Lakes of Taylor or Taylor Meadows or whatever that one time, I couldn't get the ball off the ground and it's just because of the lighting.
Yeah.
You guys going to do that tournament I sent you?
Maybe.
They don't have any information on it. Is it singles?
Singles.
I think it's singles.
I'm not doing a single tournament.
What was the one you did in Soaring Eagle?
A scramble.
Three-man scramble.
Oh, it was a scramble? Okay.
And it was a two-day event.
This one's 2 days, too. You get one.
Yeah, I know it's a two-day event, but
coming in at last place at plus 58.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, I mean, I ain't wasting my money on
just
that.
Just call and see. You never know.
No, I do know. If it's single man, I'm going to get my ass
It doesn't
whooped.
Say on there. I was just assuming.
If they had, like, more information and, like, registration online, I would definitely think about it. But if I got to call and do all that stuff, nah. I'm good.
A phone call kills cows.
I'm thinking it's single.
I think it's single
because
too.
They would have it on there if it wasn't. They would have like three man scramble four man scramble.
I like the idea of it though. Like you play one the Lakes Taylor the one day, then the Taylor Meadows the other day.
Yeah,
well, maybe I'll join. Joe, you want to join?
Negative.
When was it?
July 30th and 31st.
Okay.
You get food.
Oh, you know what? I literally have an ultrasound appointment that one of those days.
Nope.
Well
and it's the last one.
Oh, well.
Can't miss it.
Well, there goes that.
It's gone.
So for your bachelor party when we golf, do you want to do the same thing I did? Like for the scramble tournament, you do the beer thing?
Yeah, we could. I think that's not a bad idea.
It added an element and made it fair for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely can. Then that'll
so
make
we'll do that one
Joe
day.
More valuable to his team.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll do that one day. And
hey,
then
hold on. Off the drive, I'm nothing. But I tell you what, when you get me close to that hole with the irons, little pitching wedge.
No, I think it was me, you, and Zach at Jay's, and we almost won.
Yep.
We did pretty good.
Yeah, if Sean didn't pass out in the cart,
yeah,
we would have won.
If Sean didn't hammer 20 million beers, we probably would have won.
Yeah.
Was it? Wait. Who was on? It was me, Sean, and then
didn't Nick's team win or something?
Yeah, no, we didn't win.
Nick's team, we lost by one stroke.
Yeah,
to fun. Nick's team.
Damn it.
We lost by a couple. Yeah, dude, he was.
We just got
to tell you what. He was feeling it, man.
He was asleep in the cart.
Yeah, man. Dude, by hole like 14 or 15, I knew it was going downhill.
Yeah.
It was just, I was slowly having to put more pressure on his on his leg. Keep to him hold in him cart. In as I was making a turn. Yeah.
Yeah, and no, it, I think we find like a shittier course. Not like a shitty course, but like a not so nice one for that. And then I think we do one of the like super nice ones around there, and we do like a like a best ball, like teams of two or something. Just best ball. And then that way
teams of two would be cool.
That way we're playing, you know, even like in that one, like obviously, like maybe Joe and your dad and my dad, like they can play if they want, but they don't have to be a part of it. Like if we throw some money on it or something.
Mm-hmm.
But like all of us, we do a bunch of teams of two.
Joe, Blake, my dad, and your dad would make it even if they didn't want to do that.
Yeah, or Mr. Brewer too. I don't know how big in the golf he is. So, but we can see how it is. But like then that way we're not doing scramble both times. We kind of do one where we. Especially at a nicer course, like we play our own ball.
Yeah, I definitely want to play my own ball at some point.
Yeah, but no, there's some really nice courses right around there. Because it's that one, I don't know, it's like the Legend is one of the courses, but I don't know what golf resort that is right there, but there's some super nice courses in it.
We'll have to get a list. We'll get a list of like 10 places or whatever, and then just like call and see like which ones can do, like if they can do, like if two courses have the same owner. Sometimes they do like packages like how we did at Chad's.
Oh, yeah.
Where you get there and you pay together. All in one or whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's not a, yeah.
But yeah, we'll get a list of like 10 places and then
I'm sure at that place, because I think they have 5 courses at that one resort. So I'm sure they have some sort of
package thing
if you do two courses.
Yeah. All right.
We'll figure it out. But yeah, that'll be fun. That'll be
good. Joey, what do you think?
Whatever.
You want to were we on ever on a team on mine? I can't even remember. I was on.
No, it was me, Joe, and Zach on a team.
Oh, that's right.
Was it three or was it four?
Well, it was fours, but
there was one less guy.
Because Cody was originally supposed to either go and then he didn't. So then there was one team of three. And it was me
that's
and
right.
Zach.
That's right. Because I didn't know Zach very well at the time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was.
I think it was like the first time I've like actually like
hung out with him.
Yeah, met him and like talked to him for a little while.
Yeah, you wouldn't have before that.
No, look at Kel's
like he's really good at golf. I was like, fuck.
I told him before, I was like, dude, be ready. You're gonna have to watch his ball off every tee.
Yep.
Now look at you.
Still gotta do it.
You're gonna be a ringer this time.
A ringer when it comes to short.
We're gonna hit X golf. You'll be good.
Off the drive, I'm glad it's a scramble.
You're just there, drink some beer to have.
Well, I got my grandpa's old clubs.
Just whack a ball. Hey, me too.
They're like 15 years old. Do you remember that? Remember that driver I have?
No.
Aren't they supposed to be like firm?
Well,
have some flex.
It depends on what kind you get.
Yeah,
it's like an old.
You can make it however you want.
It's like an old Wilson for seniors. So it's got like more flex than my hockey stick. Whip than my hockey stick.
Yeah, my grandpa's driver is just a noodle.
I'm about to bring some Vaseline. We're about to take this thing home.
Secretly put it on before every shot.
Not even secretly, just
just right at the tee box. Just pull it out and slap it all on there.
Bulk tin with the pop up lid. Lather it.
You have just like a tub full, and you just dip your driver in it right before you shoot every time.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, I feel after Rachel said that today, I'm nervous about the lots tomorrow, the parking lots.
Oh.
I'm like, why would you even bring that up? I don't think that's a thing.
What?
What, that they don't open till a certain time?
Yeah. Is that true?
Those open lots by Ford Field?
Yes.
Any parking lot in Detroit.
It depends. I think the ones closer to don't open till a certain time.
So, like, what about...
You should be fine. You should be all right, because I remember
here's my question. Like, what if I'm just some guy looking to go to brunch at 12:30?
You should be... the normal lots, you know, like the ones where like there's the kiosk and you pay with your credit card, and it's like $40 or whatever. The ones that are more expensive.
Yeah.
Like the one that you and I parked at for Kenny Chesney way back when. That one's open. That one's open all the time because you could just pay with your credit card and go. But the ones that are manned by people usually aren't open.
Well, I mean, well, we got a couple pregnant people with us, but say if we had to park a little bit further to get
this one that this one is right that I'm thinking of is right by, it's right across from Comerica Park and it's right kitty corner from Tin Roof.
That should be open because that's a picture card.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you should be fine. Because we went to Kenny Chesney at like 8 a.m.
And it's that's literally like a block from Ford Field.
Yeah. We went to Kenny Chesney at 8 a.m. 8 Holy or 9 in the morning.
You tailgated?
Yeah.
Jesus.
We had breakfast.
I thought we were going early. We're leaving at 1.
It was a Saturday.
Holy shit.
We had breakfast. We had everything all planned.
Fuck yeah, dude. Damn,
saw a dead body.
Well, where did you... What?
We were driving out 75 down. It had to be like 8 or 9 in the morning. We're driving down 75. This is by Lincoln Park area, all right? We're not even in Detroit. Just a dude, no shoes on, just laying in the far right lane. Drove like 50 more feet ahead, and there was his shoes.
What?
Yep.
No fucking yep. shit. On the highway?
Yeah, it's Nick. I think Nick Ryder was with us too, yeah.
What was he on, like a motorcycle or something?
No, just him. He looked like he was just trying to cross and got hit.
On the highway?
Yes.
Did he jump off the viaduct, maybe?
No, there was
nothing
there.
Explain why his shoes were a football field away. Oh,
yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah, it was
maybe
wild.
Someone smoked him on the fall down. Maybe he jumped off and then he got smoked on his way down. I don't know.
So remember my brother was driving, he goes, well, didn't expect to see a dead body today. And then nobody called. Nobody called or anything. We just drove by and we're just like, all right, we're going.
Jesus Christ. Got somewhere to be. God, what was I even going to say?
Yeah, those lots should be open. You should
where
be
did you where did you go? That like where were you?
Probably in that same area, honestly.
Yeah, it's literally like right across from the entry to Comerica Park. That's right by Tin Roof.
Yeah, that should.
I feel like that should be fine.
Yeah, because we were right by Crack Park.
It was a pretty big lot.
I'd walk to that Foxtown liquor store a few times.
Yeah. I thought of that parking lot because last time I was at a Tigers game, I was drinking on the roof at Tin Roof.
Yep.
And it was literally like a half hour before first pitch. And the parking lot right there was like half filled. I was like,
well, some of that,
dude, I'm going to keep this place in mind.
During certain games and stuff, that's pass parking.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So that's what you got to look out for. Some of that stuff's pass parking.
Huh.
But yours won't be, I don't think. I mean, worst case, get there early enough. Like, oh, fuck it. Find somewhere else.
Right. That's, yeah. That's the whole premise of, I got like 4 or 5 parking lots in my head. That's going to be the first one we go to.
Yeah.
Because I think the ones be like right outside the entrance of Ford Field, like those lots, I think are manned. But
what time are you going down there tomorrow?
We're leaving at like between 1 and 1:30.
Maybe I'll walk over.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Can't have any bevs, but I'll walk over, say hi, and walk back.
What time do you get done with work?
3, but I got to go to a wedding.
Oh, that's right.
Take a couple pieces of gum.
No.
Hey, shit.
How about a Jello shot? Haley's making Jello shots.
You can take a Jello shot.
All right. They're weak.
No.
No, yeah, no. You don't want to do that.
No,
yeah,
I can't. For sure. I got to focus on work.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to. Do I wear snake skins tomorrow?
Oh. Honestly...
I think I'm wearing them tomorrow. I think I'm going to bring them tomorrow because my sober self is going to be like, nah, I got to bring my other boots. Just, you know. But I know when I'm like 8 beers deep and I got my other boots on, I'll be like, damn, I wish I brought my snake skins.
Well, if you're wearing boots, you definitely should just go snake skin boots.
Yeah. Frig them.
I literally have no idea what I'm wearing. I have nothing picked out.
I ordered a damn Morgan Wallen shirt on Etsy. It was sick. It was Ernest, Morgan Wallen and Hardy, like they were just taking like a bro pic or whatever. They're all fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Looking on Etsy, I'm all jacked. Said it delivered like 2 weeks ago. Just not here.
I remember.
It's delivered. I'm like, okay, so I'm going to say something. I'm going to go on Etsy. I'm going to say something. I can't put in, I'm going to at least try to get my money back, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I can't put in a formal complaint until the actual delivery date that they give me, which is July 8th. So it's not so it's not even like I can tell them like a couple weeks before tomorrow that my shirt isn't here. I need a new one because I can't put in a damn complaint until after the damn concert.
Could you message them and just say, hey,
no, I couldn't do anything.
That's annoying.
Until the delivery date.
So did you order a new shirt or anything?
No.
Just buy one there.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I might.
Or hopefully see one of those street vendor guys just walking around with $15 t-shirts.
Usually when I go to like any concert, I buy a shirt.
Yeah. I mean.
No, that's all they are. But when we went to Hardy in Grand Rapids, I bought a shirt. So that's probably what I'm.
It's a good idea. I'm probably just going to go like tomorrow. A plain black shirt. I don't know what else to wear.
Wear a wife beater. So then you can throw a t-shirt on over top.
There you go.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah. Go sleeveless, Cal. Show off those shoulders.
Wear my Randy Savage. Yeah, Randy Macho Savage. Man shirt.
No, you can't go full Faster Horses. It's
no.
A little more classier than Faster Horses.
Yeah, your McCutcheon shirt will probably do.
You could wear it.
Random as hell.
You could wear the Diamondback jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Teal one. Yeah, that'd be a cool one to wear.
That's actually not a bad idea.
It's going to be hot tomorrow, too, so. Do you have that canopy?
Yes. Yes, we have the canopy. It's in my garage.
We were going to hit you up, Joe, if Cal didn't have it.
Make sure you remind me when you get to our house to grab it, because I'll forget about it.
All right.
If you need another one, just let me know. I can try to see if my parents still have the Orange Crush and the Pepsi Lions one.
No, we're good. We got the one. That should be plenty.
Yeah, and we only have seven of us.
Yeah.
That was the best deal I think I've ever made.
What?
At Pepsi, they're like, we have these canopy tents or whatever. And I was like, all right, sweet, I'll take two.
For free?
Yeah, but they were for displays. So I told the guy, I handed him like 3,000 coupons. I said, they're about to deliver two tents here. You can keep the one. I don't care what you do with it, but I want the other one. He goes, all right, deal.
The guy was like, dude, hell yeah.
Angel said from heaven. Of all the free shit you got there, that's definitely got to be the best.
Yeah. Besides.
I don't know. That cooler.
Yeah, that cooler was
that
sick.
Cooler was definitely.
Multiple coolers, yeah. My dad, they sold them in
the
garage.
The one that plugged in.
Yeah, they sold it at a garage sale.
They sold that?
Yeah, I was like, fuck.
Oh. Damn.
I know. That's why I'm hoping the canopies are still there.
Could have redid the outside.
I know. That Lipton cooler wasn't even bad either.
No, that wasn't terrible.
No.
But it just wasn't cold.
Need more Freon.
Yeah.
Do you plug that one in too or no?
Yeah, that was the one on the bar. That was the mini one on the bar that held like a 2 liter all the time.
Oh, I thought you were talking that other one.
No, didn't you have two of the cylinder ones?
Yeah,
but one was...
Just a cooler.
Yeah, it meant for ice.
The one was just for ice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I just remember back in the house, there was that time period that middle room was just filled with just shit you brought back from Pepsi.
Yep.
The field goal post.
The field goal post. Like,
blown up.
The blown up NASCAR.
That was sick. That was sick.
Like it was already, I mean, it was cool, but it's like, we already have a room full of shit. Like, we don't, like, where are we going to throw this?
Worst case, we throw it out. That's all I said. That's true. That's why I'll bring this home. We'll have a use for it. If we don't, we just throw it away.
The next thing you know, there's a pool in there.
Yep. That was sick.
Just trashed the floor.
No, what trashed the floor was the bubble party that was there 2 years before we moved in.
Yeah. I don't know if that was the smartest idea from you guys.
No, that wasn't us.
No, the bubble.
That was the people who lived there before us.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Dude, it was fucking...
Like a foam party?
Like,
definitely not the smartest idea.
That living room used to be all wood floors, but it destroyed the wood floors in the living room. That's why there was carpet.
Yeah.
In like that main room?
Yeah, in the living room.
Oh, shit. No way.
Yeah, the room you used to have to turn all the lights off and then you'd run back so you didn't know if a ghost was going to get you. Yeah. That room.
The living room, we had the TV and the couch in.
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
And then at night... I'd be there by myself in the summer at night, and I'd...
You have a long haul.
I'd go in the middle room. I'd go by Dan's room. I'd turn that light on. I'd walk back to the living room, turn that light off, and then from there it was, I'd go turn my bedroom light on, grab the puss, put him in there, and then it was a quick walk once I turned that light on because it was just fucking pitch black in there.
Yeah. That'd be a scary house to be in by yourself.
It was. It was very scary.
Or just go in the basement by yourself.
Oh, fuck, I hated that too.
I hated that basement. That was
God damn.
Now that was creepy.
I'd have to go down there and grab something and then whatever. Yeah, 'cause they had that. Those guys had that rug down there, and they'd be like, they'd go down there and do shrooms.
Oh, God.
No,
and they had God. Like, and I was like, how can you guys
in the basement?
Yes, that's where that giant rug that was in that one corner was from the guys that we got the house from.
God, Dude.
I honestly think I went down in the basement a total of like three times.
The best, best time in that basement was when I went down there and it was like fucking wet, like just soaking wet. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And I called the maintenance guy. So Reno comes over and it's dry. And I was like, fuck, what the hell happened? It was like damp, but dry.
Yeah.
He goes, all right, whatever might have happened or whatever. And then I was down there one time, like looking through bins, looking for some Pepsi bullshit. Mm-hmm. And then Jordan took a shit. And the cap, what happened was the cap popped off of the sewage pipe because it was blocked.
No.
And so you just saw water and a log come flying out of the pipe. And so I had called Reno again. I was like, hey, figured it out. And he goes, what is it? I was like, stay here one second. I called Jordan. I was like, hey, go upstairs, flush the toilet. All of a sudden, water shot. He goes, oh, no fucking way.
How did the maintenance guy not figure that out?
We didn't look at it because that pipe was...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How did... Like, what did he just... I feel like he knew what was going on.
He's like, on
I don't know.
But didn't it dry now?
I don't know. Yeah, it's dry now. It's good enough. But yeah, he goes, oh, fuck. And they had to dig the whole driveway out that summer.
Oh, shit.
There was a huge asshole between ours and Carl's house.
Damn. Is that why you're...
Because he just took one shit.
Is that why those bricks were just falling off the house?
No,
by your
that
room?
Was just... That was just...
Age.
That was just pure...
I wonder what it looks like now.
Oh, it looks awesome. There's siding on it.
Nice. Well,
I saw
like it.
Yeah, I saw it a couple years ago, but like, I wonder if they've done anything else now.
No, there's no way.
Maybe to the inside. I don't know. Maybe.
Nah, I'm surprised they haven't got rid of that thing yet.
Well, they just redid it, so I don't think they're getting rid of it anytime soon.
Well, I think
soon.
They legally had to redo it.
Well, yeah.
So I think probably.
It was condemned. It was condemned after the year we stayed in it.
at any second that the house is just going to collapse. One of those bricks were going to fall off that side, yep. And it was just going to go
one
down.
Too many.
In the winter, there used to be ice on that wall.
Mm-hmm.
There did. It was,
on the inside.
It was terrible. I had an electric heater in that small room. I had a plug-in heater.
On the inside, there used to be ice?
Yeah, it used to be all like, get all like icy, and I was like, this is terrible.
Dude, that'd be perfect for me, dude.
Yeah, it was perfect, but then like the times like, man, I wish it was a little bit warmer in here. No, never.
Just like the temperature where you think you can see your breath, but you don't know. Like
I'd wake up and I'd like
prime sleep.
I'd wake up and I'd breathe and I'd see it.
Yeah,
and I'd be like, "This is fucking ridiculous."
That house was sick, though.
It was cool. The location was prime. Prime. Too bad I didn't live there. Technically, I did.
Yeah, what the fuck was up with that? Should have got rent from you. God damn it,
dude! My roommates were boobs. Plus, I lived in just not a cool place. Dude, when it was like one of my first semesters, and my first semester at Central, and I just got I was still at U Meadows or whatever. And I had my roommate, didn't hang out with him, didn't do anything. We would just say what's up to each other, small talk, and then that'd be it. All of a sudden, first class, it's like a economics class or whatever. Sitting there in the back, right by the door. Sitting there. Teacher's giving it, just starting. Guy walks in, sits next to me. I don't look at him, whatever. Just feel that someone sat next to me. And finally, after like a couple minutes, I glance over. It's my fucking roommate. He's literally sitting next to me, but he looked like confused, like really confused. Like his eyes were really big. He was sitting there. He's just like looking around. He just looked uncomfortable and like he wasn't supposed to be there. Or like, I don't know what was going on. Sat there for like 5 minutes, got up, walked out. Class been going on for like 10, 15 minutes at this point. Just left. What the fuck? That was weird. I was like, oh, he's probably got to go piss or something. I don't know. Never came back to the class.
What the hell?
I don't know what. I don't know if he was in the wrong class. He must have been in the wrong class.
Maybe. I don't know. Or he just is like, fuck this. I'm not.
I don't know. Because I don't know what. Like, he would never leave the apartment. Like, I don't think.
Didn't he have a cat?
He did. Cool one.
Cool cat.
Little orange kitten.
Oh.
But yeah, dude. He was never not at the apartment. And then my other freaking roommate was straight out of India or something. I'd open up the freezer. There'd be like four Cornish hens in there. I was like, fuck, I don't have any room.
So
there's a bunch of chickens in here.
So remember that room that Tom had, that huge ass room?
Yeah.
Before we moved in, the year before, they go, yeah, I go, so so-and-so moved out, so we just took a random person or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, we obviously walked in to go see the room or whatever, and all that was in the room was a pillow and, like, a blanket this guy slept on, and there was nothing else. The whole room was empty.
Where?
At the house before we moved in.
Who were these people?
They were just friends. I think, I forgot who knew him, Jordan or John or someone knew him.
Yeah.
Beforehand. Because we went to like a few parties there. But then like he's like, we were like, saw it in the summer before we moved in. He goes, yeah. He goes, so-and-so's here. And I don't know. He just hangs around. And it was just like one blanket and a pillow on the ground and like a lamp. And that was about it. I'm being dead serious. No dressers, no nothing.
Where's his clothes?
Hopefully in the closet or the bathroom. I don't know.
The bathroom?
Because that bathroom.
Did he have? I wonder if he had a girlfriend or something. He'd like
stay over there or something.
Lived with pretty much.
No, they had their own bathroom that was huge.
Yeah, it was Tom's room.
That was the
Jesus.
That was his room.
Yeah.
I'd be pissed.
I should have just taken that room. I didn't think about it. I should have just.
Yeah.
I should have called it. But I had all my shit in there already. I was like, this is fucking fine. I'm close to the kitchen. I don't have to go downstairs and across a million different things to leave.
Fuck that, dude. I would have been like. I'd been like, Tom, I've been in this house for damn near 3 years now.
I was so close that it was just super easy to me. Like, if you guys were having people over or something, I didn't want to talk to anybody, I could just go in that side door.
I like how you're looking at me and say, if you guys were having people over, it's like I didn't even live there. Yeah. I was one of the people that were coming over.
But like when there'd be like Dan would have people over or something like that, all I had to do was just go through that side door and just go right to my room. I didn't have to do anything.
Didn't that your dojo have like a door blocked off too where you can close that door, like, you know, you had your own living room?
Yeah,
that you did. Was there a door there that like separated that from like the middle room?
Well, actually
there was a door. There was no door there.
Yeah, I don't think there
was a wall.
Yeah, there could have been a door there, but I don't think
there was. I think for a while we put like a, to help conserve heat, I put a like a comforter up there. So I like had my dojo to myself, so when no one was there and I have to go to the other living room. That was my house. It was that, and then I just like...
You had the kitchen right there?
Walk into the scary part to go to the bathroom every now and then.
Yeah. Yeah, you just didn't touch anywhere else in the house.
No, it was great. They had that TV in there.
Mm-hmm. I just remember... One of the things I remember about that house is any fucking where I walked...
Squeak. It
was squeaking.
Yep.
Anywhere. Didn't matter where. It was just normal.
Great house. Yeah, great house.
It was. It was so great. I was there every day, even when you guys weren't. Big boys, didn't go to class today. I'm on the porch.
I think my favorite was telling you that the window was probably open. Yeah, if you want to pop the screen window was probably open.
No, I never did that.
I know, but I always used to leave that window unlocked just in case I fucked up and forgot something.
Like, I'm not that much of a scumbag because my dumbass luck, someone would call the cops on me. The
cop would just roll by right as you're
popping that. In. Like when I was ripping that sign out of the ground, the cops just.
Do you remember when you went through there? Remember we were. One of my favorite memories with you, we had a lot, was it was me and you walking back from like the bird. And we're walking back and it's like snowy and icy out. And we're like kind of jogging through the alley.
Yeah.
And you hit this patch of ice and you fucking eat shit.
Yeah.
And then I
right on my ass.
I'm laughing and I stop to help you and I fucking fell too.
The same one. Yep. Yeah, it was slippery as fuck. You literally, we just laid there. I was like, oh. And then all of a sudden, Joe, I hear bam, he busted his ass right next to me. Oh, you know what I wanted to do?
Uh-oh.
Holy fuck. This just reminded me about the alley. Remember when I got in that fight with the Dog Central owner?
Yeah.
What?
Like over Facebook?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, oh,
yeah.
I looked at the messages the other day. They're fucking awesome. I still have them.
That was a
Joe,
classic.
You don't remember that?
No. I remember it because wasn't this the whole parking situation or something?
Yeah. It was literally like...
He slammed the door into his truck.
Yeah. His nice-ass truck. He put some work in or whatever. Yeah. You know how we'd walk out that back door?
Yeah.
His damn... He backed his truck in right against the door, pretty much. So I got my shit and I went to leave, fucking swung the door open, and literally his fucking truck was right there. I had like this much room. Boom! Right against his bumper. I was like, oh fuck. So I just weasel my way out of there. I was just leaving. I was halfway down the alley walking back, and all of a sudden I hear, hey man, I can't remember what he said. He was like, all I hear is in the distance, hey man, you fucking hit my truck or whatever. And I turned around. I was like, oh, my bad, dude. You parked 3 feet away from the door or whatever. My asshole response to him. And he was like, I don't know. We went back and forth like twice or whatever. I was being an asshole. And he fucking messaged it. So I'm sitting down in the apartment eating. And he messages me on Facebook. And this was our fucking exchange. Hold on.
I'm just shocked that he like literally somehow found you.
I know.
To like send the request on Facebook.
I know. Dude, it was crazy. Hold on. I don't know why. I must have been looking for it. That would have been 2018.
So while you're looking for this, I also remember the day that we were walking back.
Here it is.
Okay, never mind.
His fucking name's Paul McFall.
Yep, Paul. Paul, yep.
Paul McFall.
Sends me a picture of his of his bumper. Look.
Oh, my God. That's not even that bad.
I mean, yeah. It's not bad at all. It just chipped
a couple
the,
of chip,
it chipped the paint off.
Chipped the paint a little bit, yeah.
Got it.
Sends me a picture of it. He goes, appreciate it, bud. Next time I'm not nice about it. I said for sure. Next time I'll be sure to use my telekinesis to look through the door and not hit a truck 3 feet away from a swinging door. He said, been almost 6 years and no one but you has managed to hit my truck, but nice try, dude. Carrying a little would be a start. I said, whether it's been 6 years or not doesn't change the fact that you parked 3 feet from the door. So my point.
I've railed a few cars leaving Dog Central, back door, right? Oh, I've smoked a few cars leaving.
He said, my point was I've parked right there or closer for 6 years and no one has managed but you. But keep telling yourself you're not at fault here. I just hope I don't find whatever shit heap is yours parked back there. Have a good one. I said, LOL, sounds good, Paul. Like, fuck, dude. You're just such a dick, dude. Like, come on. Didn't do anything. Yeah, but I don't know how did he find me? He had to have called the leasing company.
I'm thinking either that or battery, did you pay with a credit card?
I had to have.
Yep.
Because they could
have. Yeah,
that's probably what he did.
He could have checked the credit card.
That's probably what he did. Unless it was like one of the random weekends where I won like $200 at the Nino.
Well, he probably followed all the sports too.
Fucking Nick's ass probably walked in 10 minutes before me and was like, oh, that's my buddy Jay.
Yep. Yeah, I say, because even if they found, like, called the leasing company, they wouldn't know which, like, if it was me or you.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm going to say it's probably the credit card and the receipt, which is still kind of weird.
Yeah. It's like, odd. Bro, like, what do you want me to do about it, dude? Sorry you parked so far away. Like, I don't. Why are you taking pictures of it instead of you want to like open an insurance claim or something?
I don't get, like, you. He, like, seen you do it and, like, still said something to you, like, right then and there, and, like, it should have been done, but then he still managed to, like, go through the whole Facebook thing. It's
he said,
what do we do?
Caring a little would be nice. What? What do you mean? Sorry. What do you want? We just had a conversation. Well, not a conversation, but we just went back and forth in the parking lot.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? Like, we just did this. Like, why are we doing this again?
Yeah, sorry your paint's chipped, dude. Fucking paint on my car gets chipped when I'm hitting so many bugs. Idiot. Paul.
What was the bigger fight, that or you and...
I think that was the last time I went in there, too.
Right. It was towards the end of the year, so probably.
I was like, fuck, dude, I can't go in there.
I think I had to buy you hot dogs from time to time.
We had to go up without him and just get him the combo.
I think we did. I dead ass think
we
did.
I mean, yeah, I could see it because I think it was towards like March or April or something. So,
yeah. Let me see. Freaking Paul McFall.
Paul McFall. What a name.
Let's see here. Yeah.
Remember we had T White's full fucking band down there?
Oh, hell yeah.
That
dude.
Was sick.
I'll never forget that.
I still got, there's a video somewhere I have of Gleason
just
by the keg.
It was March 20th, the year we graduated.
Yeah.
So we were about to leave.
Yeah.
Because I literally, dude, that was the week I met Kaylee, March 20th. That had been
a day after, day of?
That was the day I met Kaylee was when that exchange happened.
Well, it would have been a Tuesday.
No, it would have been a,
because dog thing was Tuesday. So
it was probably, the day before.
Day before.
That's crazy. Anyways, what were you saying, Joe?
I said that confrontation wasn't as big as you and the parking enforcement.
I mean, there was never... That was just me in my brain
that was
getting in a fight with them in my own head.
That was so funny every time. I just remember I'd be sitting there watching...
I'm such an idiot, dude. I would never learn.
I'd be sitting there watching, like, Jerry Springer or something like that, and all of a sudden I just hear rustling from your side of the apartment. I'm like, fuck! Fuck! Fuck!
I just sprint out there to... Me and Nick just started wiping the chalk off our tires, and then they would still take it. Us like, bro,
I think my
kick your damn ass.
I think my favorite part was when you guys would be all hammered and remember.
Yeah, March 20th was the day before,
and then we'd walk out there, and like you and Nick would move your trucks, but we'd have like two beers in our hands, just like, all right, move them.
Yep. Those were good times.
The good old days.
Are we gonna do a one second? This one's sitting in my head too. Remember when you 3-point stance that fence?
Yeah, that was fun.
And it just popped out. And like I walked, I blew
right through it.
I drove by the next day, and it was just right back in, like it happened before.
Yeah, I mean they're just panels.
Yeah, they're just like, God damn it again.
I couldn't imagine just waking up and just like,
or you wake
panel's
up,
panel's gone.
You wake up to the sound. It's like,
yeah, because we
I know exactly what happened.
We sprinted away from that.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I don't know who's in that house. Shit.
What are you saying, Kelsey?
I was going to say, do we want to do like the bet slip thing here?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I freaking lost.
I think me and Joe won.
Yeah, you and Joe won. Me and Sean lost.
Suck it.
I'm 41 and 45 for 4-4 record. Kale's 45, 40 and 1 with a 5-3 record. Joe is 42, 42 and 2. With a 2-6 record, and special guests moved to 3-5.
Ooh.
And Pod Parlay took an L.
Ooh.
But I got to get to... What is even on?
Baseball.
Ugh.
Or some golf that Joey will be volunteering at this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, who won the match today?
Was that today?
Yeah, it was Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, and then...
Saw a lot of stuff on Steph, so
Mahomes,
I assume him.
Absolutely no idea.
It was, and then Mahomes and Kelsey. No, Mahomes and Kelsey were up 4 strokes after 5 holes or something. I was watching it, but
I didn't know that was on today, to be completely honest.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I can check them on ESPN. I don't know where I could find golf. I could just Google it, I guess.
I gotta do baseball.
That's the only thing out there.
I know.
Who won the match? Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce dominate Steph Curry Thompson.
Yeah. I was going to say, they were literally up like 4 after 5.
Oh, I didn't even pay any attention.
They won. They were 3 up with 2 to go, so they won.
All right, I got
it. So how do they do that? Is that just like best ball?
Yeah. Like a combined score? Best ball.
Oh, okay.
So scramble. Best ball.
Wait, what?
So they scramble, but then so.
Well, how would it be?
Best ball? Sorry. It's a two-man scramble.
Two-man scramble. Yeah. Okay. I gotcha. Tigers won again today, though.
Did they?
Yep.
Oh yeah, that's right. I was listening to it on the radio. They were up like 4-3 at the end of the seventh or something. They had zero outs, bases loaded.
Yeah, they gave up a run and then they. They got the out, so. All right. Anybody ready?
Yep, I got mine.
All right.
Detroit Tigers minus 1.5.
Ho!
All right.
Joey, wait, so you're doing Tigers minus 1.5?
Yes, is that right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Plus 130. I hate to do this to you, Joe, but I'm taking the Colorado Rockies money line. Tomorrow against the Tigers home.
That's fine. You know what? I'll take the over.
All right.
Jesus.
I'll take
1.5.
I'll take over 11.5.
All right. We're all on the Tigers tomorrow.
Let's do it.
See how easy that was? See how easy that was to come together?
The Tigers are going to win by 1. They're going to win 6-5.
Oh.
And we're all 3 going to lose.
Oh.
Sick. I'll take the win.
No, you'd lose.
I'd want to see him move up. We need the Twins to lose.
Oh, but they would win.
Yep.
I see what you're saying. I can't believe they're still like somewhat in contention.
They were talking.
It's just because their division is so bad.
They're like 12 games under.
It's like the NFC East was like a couple of years ago. Remember that? Who made the playoffs with the losing record a couple of years ago in the NFC East? Wasn't it Dallas?
Well, or the Giants? I think Tampa just did last year.
Yeah, they did last year. But that was like how the NFC East was, and it was like a big thing because it was like, who the heck made it? Maybe Washington? I don't even remember. But they were literally like 6-8 it was.
Yeah, Tigers are 10 games under 500, only 4 games back. Like, my God.
Yeah, it's...
We'll take it.
Yeah.
So, Joe, you're coming to hang out tomorrow when we tailgate for a little bit?
Depending on how the day is, I can stop by.
Take a lunch? Do you get a lunch hour?
No.
What?
We do, but I have to work another hour.
So you don't take a lunch?
Our normal schedule is 9 to 6, but I always work 9 to 5. Don't take a lunch. I just eat while I work.
Oh.
I'll just walk over there for a minute.
What if you go into work early?
I already am because I got to go to this wedding.
Oh, that's right. Where's the wedding at?
Detroit Whiskey something.
No, so you're already
going. Oh, that place is nice.
Yeah, I know.
My place is real nice. I'll be there, I think, in October. Oh, shit. When is that wedding?
During your bachelor party.
No.
That would throw a wrench in
things.
That
would really throw a wrench.
Detroit City Distillery, sound right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's like a 20-minute walk. I'm thinking about just walking it.
Then what?
Just walk back. I'm not staying super late at the wedding.
Well, I know, but...
I'm already at Greektown Garage.
I can just imagine sitting at the wedding. It's like, fuck, I got to walk back.
I don't know. Download a Lime app and just take a scooter back.
Pop on into the Morgan Wallen concert.
Pop on it. Yep, saw it.
Well, we'll be there from 1:30 to 5, something like that. Somewhere in there. Hopefully.
Yeah, we should be.
All right, yeah, I'll find you guys. I'll be wearing a suit, too, so it's going to be even funnier.
You're wearing a suit to work?
I don't want to carry it in.
Just take your jacket and tie off for work.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Nah, wear your tie. Look nice.
Full suit for work. Like a jacket. Only one in there on a Friday wearing a suit.
I'm the only one in there, and period.
Literally everybody else.
Yeah, everyone's work from home on Friday. But it's easier for me to go in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. I would do that, too, just because...
And I don't want to leave my parking spot at 3 o'clock.
Because, like, what time would you... Like, if you were to work from home tomorrow and then leave for the wedding, what time would you leave your apartment to go to the wedding?
Like, 2:33, and that's going to be terrible.
Yeah, that'd be shit tomorrow.
So I think I'm going to have to walk to this place anyway, so...
Yeah, probably be your best bet.
Yeah, so I'll download the Lime app or something like that and just take a scoot on the way back.
There you go.
Try to do some jumps.
Those things are sick.
Try to do some jumps, maybe fall off. We'll see.
We did one of those in Nashville during Zach's bachelor party after the Predators game. We all ripped back on those scooters to the Airbnb after the game, and Zach's account was linked to like 4 of the dude's scooters. Phone died halfway there, so literally 4 dudes' bike just died because his phone died. It was so funny. They all had to walk back.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was hilarious. What time are we at?
Hour 4 minutes.
All right, that's good.
How much longer are we going to go?
It's whatever.
That's about it.
Finish his beer?
I just finished mine, so I'm all... Yeah. We want to talk Smoke and Joe's real quick?
Ooh.
How we did?
Took another L. We got to quit going into shootouts.
I feel like we got to for playoffs, we have like a second gear that we only get when there's like 5 minutes left.
Yeah, I know.
Like not even like, okay, yeah, we'll all be out there, like us four will be out there, but it's still like, it'll be like you pass to me and then I go and score. Like I pass to Zach and like he goes and scores like right away. It's like we need to just do that.
I know.
Like the first period. Like there's no difference.
It's because I think the whole game where even when it's we just try to make it look pretty.
Yeah. But it's just like there's just like this not second gear, but it's just like It's like we buckle down.
Yeah.
And then like every shot we is just in.
Yeah, I know.
And it's like if we just do that in the beginning, we don't have to come back for five goals every time. And
yeah, then I know.
It's just like way easier. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think for me, what I notice is like first couple minutes, first half of the game or whatever, I'm like trying to pinpoint my shot and like trying to snipe a spot mm-hmm. on the goalie. But then when we get, yeah, when we're down like two and there's like 4 minutes left, I'm just ripping getting the puck and just getting to the middle and just ripping it.
Yeah.
And just
it's like these
getting it on
so
net.
So bad too. So yeah. It's like, I don't know. I was getting annoyed by that team we played. They were so douchey.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what it is. Do you think it's every match? I feel like it's not just us. I feel like that happens every single game where it's like teams act douchey against other teams. Like, I feel like it can't just be us to where literally every single team we play feels like they're being dicks. But it at the same time, it could be. I don't know.
I feel like there definitely can be like, because like, I feel like the Taylor Roller Committee. Oh.
Who?
Sorry.
What? You had one beer.
No, I read a the wedding is not during my bachelor party, so we're good to go. Like not Taylor Roller Committee, but like there's kind of like not a clique, but like they've been running that league, and it's like obviously the same guys playing in all the different divisions, yeah. Pretty much. So it's like I wonder if they like are kind of like who the fuck are these guys, and like kind of like behind the scenes, like fuck these guys, like well, like
there's a conspiracy,
not a conspiracy, but they're like not out to get us, but they're like. They got beef with us because they're like, all right, yeah. This kid's coming in here wearing matching jerseys and socks.
Like, and wearing hockey socks and shorts.
Yeah, and just yeah. like thinking they're sick.
It could be that.
Like, they probably think that we think that we're so sick, but it's like, and like, they're like, that's what I kind of see is like,
yeah.
They're bringing all these, like, we're playing these teams the second time around, and every time we've played them, each team mm-hmm. has gotten new guys.
Yeah.
The second game.
I have noticed that too.
So it's like, it seems like these teams are bringing in people to play against us.
Yeah.
So it's like, I feel like we're just kind of hated on. But yeah. they keep it low key like that.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
I don't mind it either. I mean, it makes it more interesting and everything like that. But it's like, I think they're like, oh, these guys think they're so sick. We're going to bring these guys in and we're going to whoop them and stuff like that. And then it's just us like, yeah, we're gonna have some beers before the game.
Yeah. Then that's the other. Then they come to the rink and they see us tailgating before every game.
Yeah, it's like we literally just don't care. We're
throwing a football around.
We're some Chief Keef radio. Yeah,
yeah. We have music on the bench. Like
you're right. You know what?
We're just a group of friends, just like out there playing. But they're probably like sitting there, like these guys think they're so sick, like all this stuff. And it's like
I'm putting myself in the other team's shoes, and like if another team was acting the same exact way that we do, and I'm having a hard time. Like, would I think the way that they're thinking? Or would I be like, damn, that's pretty cool. I kind of want to go tailgate with them one game. I feel like it'd be more like what you're saying.
I feel like I'm getting that vibe more than like, oh, like, they're just having a good time. Just
need some self-awareness, damn it.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of douches.
But yeah, it's mainly that like they're bringing, every team is bringing in new guys to play against us.
Well, it doesn't fucking help. When Tyre goes balls to the wall at somebody on accident.
He hasn't recently. It's been a handful of games before he's like played chippy.
That's why he got the smokes.
Yeah.
I miss the old Tyre. New Tyre is boring. He sucks. I don't notice him.
He would divert all the attention to him.
Yep.
And then everybody else on our team can do their thing.
Yep. Just hang out.
But so we're off Sunday, and then next our next game on Sunday, that Sunday after my diaper party,
yep.
is
Hey, we clinched first place though, so it's a meaningless game.
But that's our last game before playoffs.
Correct.
Do playoffs start the week after?
No idea.
I would assume so.
Oh, they don't have it yet?
Not yet.
It should. There's no.
Yeah, no.
There should
it
be no reason.
Yeah, no. This season's dragged on long enough. I'm sure they're trying to not get it over with, but kind of.
But there's
it up.
A. Would they? Hold on, because there's.
So they'd have.
I love watching you do math.
There's probably going to be.
Well, I'm picturing
that first
like
week. There's probably going to be.
I'm thinking like, would we play?
Yes, because I think what would happen is the fourth and fifth place team would probably do a the winner would play a doubleheader that day against us, or also drag on the three.
Oh, there's five teams. That's right.
Yeah. So the fourth and fifth place will play to get to that fourth seed, which will then play us.
That'll be nice.
So if it is the back to back for them, that means that's really good for us.
Yeah.
Because it'll be easy.
Yeah. Okay. It should be that week after. I don't know why it wouldn't be.
Yeah. I mean, this season's gone on for like, be pushing 3 months by the end of it. So
that's crazy.
Yeah. So I think they'll try to
get it. When did we start the season? April?
I want to say at the end of April was our first game.
No shit.
And then, because we only played two games in May. I think it was mid-April because we only played two games in May.
Wait, how many points do we get if we lose? None?
Yeah, zero.
Zero.
We have 12. The Burninators have 9.
Yeah.
Yeah. Win is 2.
Yeah.
Oh, it's only 2? I thought it was 3. Never mind. It's 2. Never mind.
Oh, nope. Shit. All right. Let's go. First place.
We have the most goals for and most goals against in our league, too. Which is kind of sick. And we only have a 5-goal differential. And we're
Every single game has been close. Yeah.
Too close.
Yeah. Well, we've gone at a shootout the last 3 games, I think.
4.
4?
Yeah, because we won the first 2 and then lost the last 2.
Yep.
That's right.
Last 2, Coop was a stonewall. We just... Well, you hit the
post. No, he wasn't.
Last overtime. He only let 1 in. Last overtime.
Last shootout?
Yeah, last shootout.
The one before he let in.
2, yeah.
Yeah.
So, he came back. He redeemed himself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the last one, he was definitely better.
Zach Dillon Larkin'd it, and then you ripped one off the post.
Yeah.
Dillon Larkin'd it. Classic.
All right. I'm going to finish this beer, and we can let the people go. I'm freaking jacked for Maury Wall tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be sick. I'm so
telling
excited.
You, dude. Hardy, man. Kaylee doesn't like him. I love
Hardy. I think he's sick.
His new, I know.
Him
man.
At Fast
Me
Horses
too.
Was so good. He
yeah,
was
man.
So good.
Just wait until he does these rock songs, man. It's so good. They're so good.
I'm pumped for him. He's gonna be good. And then of course Morgan Wallen.
Yep. Ernest has a couple good songs too.
So it's Ernest and then Bailey Zimmerman.
No, Bailey Zimmerman, then Ernest.
Then Hardy.
I wouldn't mind. I don't care for. I mean, Bailey Zimmerman has a couple songs on the radio, but I'm not dying to see him. Uh-huh. I mean, if we're bored of hanging outside, I don't care. We can go in, but right. He starts at 5:30.
Okay.
But yeah, I wouldn't, if we miss him, I don't care. I wouldn't mind seeing a little bit of Ernest.
Yeah.
And then obviously I want to be in there for all of Hardy.
Oh, for sure. And then, yeah.
All right.
And then Lake?
Yeah, man. God, I'm going to be... I'll tell you what, Sunday morning golf is going to be a tough one to get to, but I have to because I've been dying to golf.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be tough.
It'll golf be fun, league's though. Been canceled, so it's man.
I don't even I love golfing in our golf league, but I still don't count that as true golf just because it's so
I know. It makes me feel good, though.
It makes me feel great I'm sick at golf. Because
now it's if I golf a 40 on Monday, it's it was a bad day.
Yeah, yeah. Anything over 40, it's I suck ass.
Uh-huh.
But it's
that's why I like it, because it makes me feel so much better about myself.
I just don't like it because, it's just
yeah, but
you drive it and then all of a sudden...
That's how
I have a 20-yard
chip. How this course on Sunday is.
It's short?
It's really short.
Oh, shit.
But it's kept up pretty well. Okay. But it's you got slim pickings out there.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can't... But it's something different, though. I mean, if it's if it's somewhat nice and it's short, that's not a bad...
Yeah. Yeah.
And I guess Thornhills wouldn't be bad... If I only played it once a year, but you go every single week.
The holes are a lot more fun than Thornhill, too.
Have you golfed here before?
Yeah, it was just one time with Zach and Ryan a couple years
ago. Is it 9 holes or 18?
It's 18.
Oh, okay.
But it's, it's super short, but there's a couple pretty cool holes.
Okay.
There's one that, a par 3 that's super elevated somehow. I don't know how, but.
All right, well, I'm excited for it. It'll be fun. It'll be tough getting up for it, but it'll be fun.
Yep. All right, Joe. Anything else? We'll see you tomorrow.
Yep.
All right. Just freaking text us when
we'll be down
when
there.
You're coming. We'll let you know where we're at.
All right. Sounds good.
I might be pretty torqued.
That's all right.
You definitely won't take a jello shot.
There's no way.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No.
All right. We'll see you.
See you.